Can we just spend a minute or two? Let's talk about Jake Fraser-McGurk, the futures prospect in Australian cricket that has materialised before our eyes in the IPL. Is the young Australian fast-tracking the next evolution of short-form batting? Was this the next incarnation of Dave Warner's unforgettable arrival in international cricket that night at the MCG? So Saturday night, it happened in prime time as Fraser-McGurk opened the batting for the Delhi Capitals. It was fearful and fearless hitting. It began with a firm clip off his toes through mid-on, followed by a short arm punch down the ground, then the flourish of the wrists through the lofted on drive, and the slapping through cover, and the stand and deliver strokes over mid-wicket, the smearing of the ball through the offside and flicking off his pads. Fraser-McGurk set up with his weight cocked forward and his bat loaded for the swing, and he smashed everything that came his way. 11 fours and 5 sixes. It takes about 20 minutes to watch on KO. Don't do the mini because it doesn't quite do it justice. The full 27-ball innings takes about 20 minutes. And then tell me you didn't just see the revolution. After 5 overs, Fraser-McGurk had Delhi none for 89. And he'd made 78 of them from 24 balls. So none for 89 of 5 overs and he'd made 78 from 24 balls. There are some analytics that Kingy would love on Fraser-McGurk from his 5 innings in the IPL so far, right? Follow this. He's faced 104 balls. He's tried to hit 77 of them to the boundary. So that's home run hitting. He's found the boundary 44 times and got out 5 times trying, and it's netted him 247 runs. The aggression percentage across the IPL of batters who try to hit the ball for a boundary is 39%. And Fraser-McGurk is attacking at 74%. And no other player is nudging even 60. It was said Fraser-McGurk is the ideal T20 batter. Bat at the top of the order, have the willingness to capitalise on the field without getting your eye in, and have the necessary skill to adjust to changes in length and pace, and score at 3 runs per ball that he has attacked in his first IPL. Watch it for yourself, and then send me an email and tell me that you didn't just see the revolution.
Already a bit of swing, and it's pinged at the back for 4.
Yeah, this is a good shot again. His front foot just goes to the same place, no matter what the length or the line. Lines it up, gets his foot straight down the wicket. Have a look at this. He's nice and still. Gets a little bit of width. On this occasion, he goes offside boundary.
As in this time, there's Nelsa. It's gone all the way. This is almost with a horizontal bat. That is it. Straight.
Oh, backs away and he carves it over covers.
There is a method towards his stroke play. He's not ad hoc in the way that he plans his innings. He aims to hit down the ground, usually with a vertical bat, and then if the length is short, he goes square. So using solid cricket fundamentals to score runs and to score boundaries at will. So impressive to watch.
Something I've always had is just, you know, getting that base right first. That took me a few years to develop, getting the right base and, you know, having the right stance for me. So, yeah, just trying to stay still as possible and have a good swing. I think there's a lot of timing involved in it, but, you know, the ones that you miss hit, you got to obviously have a nice strong core and glutes and upper body as well. So that's a lot of what I do in the gym.
Watch it for yourself and tell me that we didn't just see the revolution. Sometimes questions answer themselves. Should Australia fast-track Jake Fraser-McGurk into the World Cup squad? I think it's a rhetorical question after what he did on Saturday night.